The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Welcome back to Condo Craze in HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, satellite offices in Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. Because by joining each week, you get to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, avoid drama at your condo election this year by knowing the law in advance. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Karen, you're not actually in the studio today, are you?
No, I'm in Alabama, the home of the Crimson Tide, the only undefeated college football team in the country right now.
Oh,
Roll
my God.
Tide.
Yesterday was an absolutely crazy day, what Garrett was just telling us. Garrett, who lost yesterday? What numbers? 2, 3, 4, 9, and 10, something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. What a crazy football week. Incredible. Just like an election, huh?
Yeah.
Another crazy, something else crazy happened this week.
Oh, my gosh. We called it correctly. An absolute stunner. Trump pulled out a victory for the ages. And how did he do it?
Yeah. I can tell you what I know about Florida, Karen. And you were kind enough to have me on your show last week. And, you know, we were talking about this. I can't tell you, and as you know, with the seminars and stuff, I'm all over the state of Florida, right? And I can't tell you how many people I met with, both, you know, in my office at the seminars and condos and HOAs all over the place. And whenever the election issue came up in discussion, it seemed, at least to me, that 90% of these people would literally whisper to me, you know, that they were voting for Trump, but they didn't want me to let anybody know that they were voting for Trump. And it was so strange. But I got to tell you, at least in the people I met with and, you know, in my circles and at the conferences and stuff, it was overwhelmingly Trump.
Yes.
I went
to Michigan. I saw a bunch of Trump signs. It was so true. And they thought, oh, no, Michigan will go to Hillary. But I was like, I don't think so. I don't see any Hillary signs.
No, zero.
And we said last week, it was an incredible and a very strange election because unlike the last two Obama elections, nobody was putting up any signs supporting their candidate. Nobody put up bumper stickers on their cars. Nobody was showing any outward support for their candidate.
Yeah. Excuse me. You know, excuse me. The press likes to think that they're geniuses, of course.
Yeah.
They got so embarrassed with their ridiculous polls. They never once took into consideration that Hillary, of course, was up so big in New York and so big in California and, you know, some of the other liberal states. But in the rest of the country, she was way behind. You know, they lumped in the millions of votes. She was ahead in the popular vote in California and New York in their polling instead of subtracting those states from the calculations.
Right.
And they paid dearly for it. And everybody's making a big deal that she won the popular vote. I'll tell you what. Take New York and California out of the equation, and Hillary lost the popular vote by over 3.5 million votes. She got trounced in the other 48
Correct.
States. No.
I mean, there's no question it was one of the most amazing elections in my lifetime for so many reasons. I mean, don't you feel the same way?
This is more than amazing. To me, it's incredible. Trump got to the presidency despite the fact that he didn't have the backing of his own party. He didn't have the backing of Hollywood, right? Hollywood was relentless to him. Remember Robert De Niro's speech with about a week or two to
go?
Yes. Right? He backtracked on that pretty fast. He didn't have the backing of academia. You know, we spoke about what students were actually listening to from professors, right, what they were being told. He didn't have the backing, of course, of the media. And the guy took a pounding from the media for a year and a half, day in and day out. He went up against the Clinton machine and billions of dollars in the bank. And despite all that against him, you know what the guy did? The guy outworked everybody and he outsmarted everybody. And at least to me, it's nothing short of incredible and absolutely turned politics on its head.
It's going to change the way polling is done. It's going to change the way candidates speak to the electorate.
Absolutely.
Because he spoke, you know, without the rhetoric and the rehearsed lines, and he just said what he thought. And
that, absolutely.
And what he thought was what we were thinking. So there's no question he tapped into a nerve in many Americans who thought nobody heard them any longer.
Yeah, no question. He tapped into the conservative Americans, and he obviously tapped into conservative Democrats as well, who thought that the country was really going down a liberal path of destruction. You know, as we've seen over the last couple of years, it's anti-police, anti-military, anti-borders, anti-business, anti-capitalism.
Yeah.
And everybody else looked at it as, you know what, it's anti-America. And we're not going to go down that path. And America stepped up and put the brakes on. And they refused to let the country go in that direction and actually go against everything that made the country great in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary's supporters are still walking around absolutely in shock. I mean, they cannot believe that she lost. And people are saying that they're actually now living in fear.
Yeah, well, now they know how the rest of us felt watching American values get flushed down the toilet the last 8 years while our president was apologizing to the world for everything America has ever done. And I'll never forget, Karen, one day you and I are in the studio here. We're doing the show. And it was when France was holding that solidarity march in Paris, you remember that, against radical Islamic terrorism? And you and I were in absolute shock that every single major world leader was marching in Paris that day. And we were, I remember sitting here, you know, like it was yesterday, saying, why don't we have a representative there? Our own president, the leader of the free world, wasn't marching with the rest of the leaders. And at that moment, I think I knew everything I needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, we were both absolutely shocked, and I agree. I think that Americans want a president that loves this country dearly, and that's what they see in President Trump.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they saw it in Hillary. I think they saw someone who was knew how to scam the system pretty well. But at least for the next 4 years, I think the ship is about to be righted a little bit. You have a Republican House, Republican Senate, and we're about to do a 180. And the values of the working class Americans are going to be forefront instead of the values of Hollywood singers, actors, and actresses dictating American policy and ripping the country that turned them all into millionaires. And I can't wait to watch it. You know, all I have to do is look at what the spoiled brat protesters are doing and causing millions of dollars of property damage all around the country. And I know for sure the right candidate won. But that's my take on it.
All the police have to do is play the anthem, and they'll just kneel down.
Yeah, they'll kneel down. That's a great way to stop it. Play the national anthem. They'll go down on one knee. Great.
There you go.
Good thinking, Karen.
Thank you.
How about we go to take our first call, David, on line one in West Palm.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you, Dave?
Good. Okay. I haven't listened in a while. The issue concerns both the fence and the property line. I moved to a new, a small, like 24 home HOA west of the airport,
right.
And just a few months ago, and I found out from the head of the HOA inadvertently that when I discussed about, you know, building on top, you know, building on the second level here, that the property line is 10 feet beyond the fence, and the fence is about 10 feet from my house and six other houses, and it backs up to a big 5-acre church property. And I'm a little unhappy about that.
So meaning what? That the fence is on your property 10 feet in, and you want to move it back 10 feet?
No, the fence is on my property, but it's the property line is 10 feet beyond that. And I want to be able to use, you know, it's like being cheated at a 10
feet. That's what I'm saying, right. There's 10 feet of your property that was taken away from you.
Right, and six others. I don't know if anyone else knows. So it's one of the biggest developers. What, any suggestion on what my options are?
Yeah, why not sit down? Is developer still in charge of your community?
No, they turned it over to the HOA just about 2 months ago.
Okay, so there's been turnover already. So have you sat down with your board, or at least tried to sit down with your board and say, hey, these fences are in the wrong location. Everybody has a right to move them back 10 feet.
That we have a meeting this week in a few days. So,
right.
What theoretically would the options be? Is there anything on the obligation on the developer's part at this point?
Maybe to relocate the fences, but you know that's minor stuff. Just simply relocating the fences. I would worry about whether or not the HOA is going to agree with you and give you a hard time going forward. I have my survey ready. I'd meet with them. I'd show them where my boundary lines are for my property and tell them you're moving your fences back. Is there anything there that prevents you from moving the fences back?
Well, it was actually head of the HOA who brought it to my attention, and almost bought the house that I got before I got it.
So it looks like you have a friendly HOA, and maybe if the developer wants to do the right thing, the developer can come in and just have a crew relocate the fences. This might be something you might be able to work out pretty simply. As long as your HOA isn't giving you a problem, and developer put them in the wrong spot, the developer should make it right.
And if they don't want to, the developer doesn't want to?
Well, then you can sue the developer. The HOA can sue the developer potentially for you. If it's a problem that several homes in the community have in common.
Six of them. Homes.
Yeah, they should do the right thing. They should step up and do the right thing. Okay?
Listen, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
You got it. All right, let's take our first break of the hour.
Okay, bye.
You got it. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Anything condo, HOA related, you want to talk election, we can do that too. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo, and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
telephone call at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, and you are going to be busy with some classes.
Oh, man, what a week we have coming up. Tuesday is going to be awesome, everybody. The election season is here, again, for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or then 90 days after becoming a board member, you are off the board. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze Board Certification class that has now certified about 12,000 Floridians all across the state. And Karen, so far Tuesday night, we have about 250 people that registered. So it's going to be a great party.
So the free class, it's free. It's Tuesday night. The space is filling up fast. That's November 15th at the Condo Craze Board Certification class at the Hard Rock in Hollywood.
Yeah, November 15th is Tuesday night. Great, great turnout. There'll be food and drink for everybody. You get credits for attending. You get certified. Really going to be a lot of fun. And we just added a whole host of other Condo Craze events, Condo Craze seminars throughout the state. Let's go, Karen. Let's run them down.
All right, January 14th, in this is in Orlando at the Holiday Inn, the Condo Craze Board Certification class.
And February 9th, we'll be back right here at the Hard Rock in Hollywood.
March 29th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Palm Beach at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
All right, back in April, April 5th, at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Miami at the Hyatt Regency.
And April 20th, in L&L Condo and HOA Expo in Tampa at the Tampa Convention Center.
And then back in Broward at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo on April 26th. So the Condo Craze van, like we say, will be busy all over the state. And board members, again, don't get certified by signing that ridiculous, silly, self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun, educational. You're going to be with your peers in a great environment. No pressure at all, but the seminars fill up fast, so don't get shut out. Just come with your manager as well. They get continuing education credits. How do they register, Karen?
Well, it's easy enough. Just go to condocrazeandhoas.com or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right. Really looking forward to seeing everybody Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about bad debt and now reserves.
You know what? Let's take some calls first. We got Jennifer lined up on line one. How are you, Jennifer?
Hello.
Hey, Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Okay, you're in Boca, right?
Yes.
Okay, how can we help?
Well, I understand that meetings about the employees are private, closed meetings with the council only.
Right.
And yet we have someone who's a member of the council who lets the employee know how the people voted, who voted for, and who voted against these 4 extra hours a week for this person to come in an hour earlier on 4 days. And so it was voted down, had to stay with the hours he had. She's very upset. She let him know how everyone voted. And now she's threatening to show him how to sue us because of this.
Well, okay, so just let's recap what we're talking about here. So you're saying, and we'll remind our listeners, that under the statute, board members are allowed to meet in private in a closed-door meeting. They're allowed to meet in private to discuss personnel matters. That's what the statute says. So your board had a private meeting to discuss a personnel matter, and it was whether or not, I guess, to extend someone hours of working time. And you voted it down, you voted no, and despite the fact that it was a closed-door meeting, the board member went out and told the employee how everybody voted. Yeah, not cool. Wrong way to go. He threw his fellow board members under the bus. Is there anything specific in the statute that would preclude it? Maybe not, but just simply a wrong thing to do. And there's nothing you can really do about it, I don't think. And I wouldn't worry about how this employee is telling the this board member how he can sue the board. You can't sue the board for failing to reduce someone's number of hours. But you can, when that person wants to run again for the board, you can make it known to the community that when they were on the board, they took confidential meetings and spilled their guts about it to the community.
Can't get her out.
Well, then it's not going to happen. Where in New York are you from? I hear that New York accent.
Of course.
Where's of course
from? Oh, and this about Trump, who I love, and I know you do.
Yes.
These people, I believe, who are demonstrating are not legally in this country.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I think they're here.
Except for Cher, the moron. These people who are demonstrating should have been arrested. They all have accents, and they should be thrown out of the country because they're illegal.
Well, no, I'm not going to go so far as to say that the people are marching are illegal. It looks to me like there's a lot of American kids, you know, born and raised here, that are simply potentially spoiled brats and don't know what it's like to be told no, and they're being told no for the first time in their lives that they can't get their way, and this is how they're acting in response. They're tearing the place up. But no, I don't necessarily think it's all illegal people that are marching. I think it's American kids who are just a bunch of spoiled
brats. Well, they had heavy accents. The ones who were interviewed, I saw, had heavy accents.
Well,
and
thanks
they weren't
for the
that
call.
Young, some of them.
Thanks for the call, Pat. That was Jennifer. Sorry. How about we go to Pat in Deerfield Beach? How are you, Pat?
I'm fine, Eric. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm actually calling for my daughter who lives in a homeowners association and has a problem with the people who do the landscaping, who cut her lawn.
Okay.
She wants to know if she has the right to say, no, please don't come on my lawn. I'll do it myself. Does she have that right in a homeowners association?
I have to look at I'd have to look at your condo docs to see what the responsibilities are for maintaining the landscaping.
This is a homeowners.
Yeah, right. I'm saying, I have to look at your HOA documents to potentially see if that's the case. But she's willing to pay for it herself?
She's willing to go buy a lawnmower and do her own lawn. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, well, I don't think that the HOA is going to allow it because their attitude is we can't let people, you know, do it willy-nilly because this person may want to cut it one way, this person may want to cut it another way, and just because of uniformity that they want in the community, they have the right under the governing documents, I'm sure, to use the landscaper of their choice. So I think she has the right to complain about it.
No, it's not the uniformity thing that's bothering her. It's the deep welts that they leave. They just don't do a good job.
Well, why not let the company know that they're not doing it right? I mean, send a certified letter, return receipt requested that they're damaging your property. You're going to hold them responsible, or simply call the company directly and
That's
let them know.
Idea.
And you can certainly let your HOA know, because when that contract comes up for renewal, you know, the HOA simply may not renew.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so just let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Pat,
much.
Thanks for listening. All right, everybody, let's do this. Let's take a second break of the hour, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Hour of Condo Craze and HOAs right here on 850 WFTL on the Space Coast and Treasure Coast as well. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls on anything and everything condo and HOA or election, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have a display table at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com.
All right, I understand we got Verona from Tamarack on the line. How are you, Verona?
I am an independent voter.
Yes.
And I almost voted for Donald Trump before I saw that piece of information about him grabbing women in the you-know-what
right.
and saying women like it. All of this is going to be public information in the records in years to come. And we have young girls and, of course, young boys who are going to be off to college and blah, 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 blah. What do we tell those children when they say that, yes, we elected him as president of the United States anyway?
Well, I no question about it. I don't think any Republican is proud of the comments that were coming out of Donald Trump's mouth once in a while. But no one's certainly condoning what he said. But I think on balance, the country was headed down a path that people just didn't want to go down anymore, a liberal agenda, and they were able to overlook the fact that every once in a while he would make a dumb comment. And, that's the way I see it. People were able to tolerate those dumb comments in favor of turning the country around 180 and going down a liberal path. They didn't want it anymore. They had enough. And they certainly didn't have a candidate against Donald Trump who they had any confidence in whatsoever. Hillary was the most untrustworthy candidate.
On the record for the children of the future.
Well,
how
at least
do we?
Well, you know what?
You
know what? I can tell my children now. At least I can tell my children now that America is headed on back on the path that made it great to begin with, and I have no problem telling my children that America was headed down a very dangerous and destructive path. And at least now
I'm going to cut this short. But
yeah.
Mr. Kennedy, remember Mr. Kennedy with the Chappaquita or
Ted?
You remember him with the
another fine Democrat example. Yes,
I was heard. I did the research, and he never ran for president because of that. You know, in his background,
Ted Kennedy did run for president. Sure, he did. He absolutely
did.
Of course, he did. And
but
he ran for that.
Won.
Yeah. He didn't win, but Ted Kennedy did run for president. And yeah, Chappaquiddick probably did come back to haunt him.
Right. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How do we justify this to our children that we as Americans
Yeah, we elected a guy who sometimes
that we think it's okay to put somebody.
Yeah, we elected a guy that sometimes has a big mouth. But you watch, believe me, Trump is going to be the president for everybody. I truly believe that. But he doesn't want to hurt. And all this talk about, you know, throwing people out of the country, I think a lot of people's fears are completely unjustified. It's not going to happen. Trump is going to be all about jobs and definitely making America great again. But I appreciate the phone call, Verona.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, all right. Glad to talk politics. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. You know, I think, Karen, the bottom line is, yeah, nobody is going to condone some of the dumb comments that Trump made, and I'll call them dumb and out of line. But in the end, it boiled down to we're willing to tolerate some of those comments in exchange for turning the country around.
I mean, we've had to have conversations about William Jefferson Clinton as well with our kids. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. What did we tell our kids about that when our president.
So you were going to do the same thing.
Right. When he was impeached. Great point. What do you tell your kids? Were we really ready to put a guy back in the White House that was impeached as a president? Right.
No.
Exactly. All right. Let's get back on track here. Right. On condos. Glad everybody still wants to talk politics. I enjoy that as well, as you know. But let's get back to what we started out with. Budgets, and last week we spoke about bad debt, and today I want to start with reserves. Okay, so what is reserves, everybody? You know, putting money away for a rainy day. So condos and HOAs treat it a little differently. When you do your budget in your condo, you have to show your reserves as fully funded. Everybody understand that? When you send out your budget, and a lot of you are making your budget right now, you have to show your budget with fully funded reserves, and those fully funded reserves, guess what? They go into effect unless they are waived, right? They go into effect again unless they're waived, like it or not. HOA, it's a little different. See, in a condo, your budget requires reserves, fully funded reserves. In an HOA, though, not required unless they're put there by the developer, by the owners who voted for them, or if the board puts in reserves. And a lot of HOA board members don't know that, but board members can actually put in reserves in their own HOA budget. So let's talk quickly about how it generally works. Okay, condos have to reserve for pavement, painting, and the roof, and anything else that's going to cost $10,000. Okay, again, pavement, painting, and the roof, and anything in excess of $10,000. And here's just basically an easy example of how it works, and we'll try to simplify it. Let's say your roof has a 10-year life expectancy. Okay, so you go, you look at your roof, and you think it's got 10 years left, and you know it's going to cost $100,000 to replace or repair. So you know you have to assess, if you do the math, $10,000 a year for the next 10 years, right? So that you'll have the $100,000 10 years from now. So you're going to divide that $10,000 a year by 12 months, right? Now you know how much you have to collect each month towards your roof reserve account. You're going to divide that by the number of units in the condo, basically. And now you know how much each unit has to contribute toward a roof reserve account for the next 10 years, so that in the next 10 years you have $100,000. To fix the roof, to replace the roof. And you do that analysis that we just did, not only with the roof, but in a condo you have to do it with the roof, the pavement, and the painting, and again, anything else that's going to cost $10,000 or more. And that's mandatory. All right, how about we go to Jeff on line one in Fort Lauderdale? Jeff,
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, Jeff? How can we help you?
Can you use an IRA account to invest in real estate, as I know you could use it to invest in the stock market? Can it be used to invest in real estate?
No idea. That's not a condo or an HOA question. That is really a question for your financial advisor. I have no idea if you're going to take an IRA account. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to take it out and throw it into a property, whether or not that's going to now be taxed. And my thinking is, yes, you're going to definitely lose that exemption. That's what I'm thinking. And I'd be very, very careful about doing that. Maybe if you invested in a REIT, a real estate investment trust, it might be different. But in a particular piece of property, yeah, I think you're going to lose that exemption. But ask your financial advisor. All right, so back to the reserves. So you got to do this with every single category.
But there are two different types of reserves, right?
Yeah, two different types of reserves and some confusion when it comes to condos and HOAs on it. But there's something called a straight line account and a pooled account, and we'll talk about this certainly Tuesday night. But the big difference between the two is that when you have that straight line method, if you put away funds for one category of repairs, you can't use those funds for a different set of repairs without getting a vote of the owners. So, for example, let's say you have a whole bunch of money in your pavement line item, in your pavement account. That's a lot of money sitting there. But all of a sudden, you need a major roof repair, and there simply isn't enough money in your roof line item to make roof repairs. So you want to use the money that's set aside for the pavement now for the roof. Can't do it. Okay, if you're going to use the straight line method, you can't do it without getting a vote of the unit owners in order to do it. However, if you're going to use the pooling method of reserves, everything is pooled. Every category is thrown into one pot. And if you need money for any category that's in that pot, you could use it without a vote of the unit owner. So that's basically the big difference between the two different ways of having your reserve accounts. Again, the straight line and the pooling method. How about we go to Tony in Miami on line one? How are you, Tony?
Pretty good. How you doing?
How can we help?
I got a question. They sent out a letter, and they're saying that they're changing some of the bylaws that from now on they can only be starting the first of the year, and they want us to vote on it also.
They want you from now on. What can happen? And you rushed it through.
Starting the first of the year, they want to limit to no more than 20% rentals in the community. Number one, and number two, all new owners, new buyers, have to put forth 3 months of dues, just the new buyers,
right,
to go to the reserves. That doesn't sound very fair to me.
Okay, so new buyers have to come up with 3% with 3 months.
With 3 months.
Okay.
For the reserves. So meanwhile, the owners that are there are not paying anything for their part of it.
Right. And they want people to vote on this. All right, let's talk about the rentals for a second. This is a condo?
Yeah, no, this is a homeowner.
Oh, and an HOA. Okay, so all right, we'll talk about the difference. In a condo, just so you know, and if a condo wants to create restrictions like this, that's going to limit somebody's right to rent their unit, in a condo it doesn't apply to those people who don't vote in favor of the amendment. So even if you get your 75% vote, those 25% of the people who don't vote in favor, mm-hmm. it wouldn't apply to. HOA is different. That's not the law in an HOA. So, yeah, if this goes through, it would apply to you. Sometimes very difficult to keep track just when you hit that 20% number. And sometimes there could be fights and arguments. And if it's not set up right, it could actually even result in litigation. Now, in terms of the new buyers coming up with 3 months, my guess is it's not going to pass in your community. Because it's going to create a situation where it becomes more difficult to sell units in the community, because now that buyer has to come up with a whole bunch of money, and it's going to become a significant restraint on alienation. I don't think there's anything in the statute that would prevent it from going through. In other words, if the people vote in favor of it, I think it's probably legal. But I got to tell you, if I'm living there, I don't think I'm in favor of it, because it's going to make it more difficult for a new buyer to qualify to buy my home when I want to sell it.
Yeah, because especially in this particular community, the condo fees are like $350. I mean, the
home. Right, so you're making them come up with another grand at closing.
They got to come up with over $1,000.
Right, exactly. And I think for that reason alone, it's probably not going to pass in your community. So I don't think I'd spend much time worrying about it.
But just vote on it and vote no.
Vote on it and vote no. And even if you ignored it, it's not considered a yes vote. So. But you may want to voice your opinion and vote no and tell your board why. You might want to tell your other unit owners why. So no, you know, everybody thinks, you know, you don't have the right to go tell your other unit owners why you should vote no. Happens a lot of times in communities where amendments are sent out and people that are against it actually spend some of their own money and say, don't do this, because here's how it's going to prevent us from being able to sell when we want to. You certainly have that right.
And board members are sending out emails. Saying vote for this board.
Right. Well, guess what? They have the right to do it. So do you as an owner. Okay?
One other quick question. If you pay your dues, they're due on the first of the month, but you have 30 days, so you pay them on the last day of the month. And they say it's got to be in a few days ahead of time. So even if you pay direct through a bank, automatic deposit transfer, they're saying you're late. Because they can't process it.
Well, I can tell you, 30 days after the date that it's due is late under every single set of documents I've ever seen. Most of the documents say they're due on the first of the month. They're considered late on the 5th, something like that. And a late fee shall be assessed on the 10th or the 15th after it's late. So respectfully, check your documents, Tony, and because I don't think you're right about the 30 days.
Yeah, I was out of town and came back, and that's what they said.
Yeah, be smart. Pay the late fee this time, because to fight about it is going to cost you way more, and there's way too much at stake. So it's going to go from a $25 fee to a $2,500 fee. So trust me, pay it and worry about it later. You learned a cheap lesson if it's $25.
Gotcha, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, take care, Tony. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL and on the Space Coast of the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls on anything condo and HOA related. We're talking about reserves right now. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. But we're also talking about the election and these protests, especially the young college students that are protesting. And Eric had a wonderful young lady on Joyce Kaufman show earlier last week. She won and is the youngest House of Representatives member for the state of Florida out of Pasco County, Amber Mariano. She had $40,000 in her campaign fund compared to the incumbent who had $200,000, and she beat her.
How old is she, Karen?
She's going to UCF. 21.
21 years old. So here's a 21-year-old that, instead of walking through the streets smashing property, right, and creating destruction, she decided to do something productive and actually decided to run for office against an incumbent and won.
Right.
So
she's going to Tallahassee, and she's going to help with flooding in her county, and, you know, she wants to be the next first female president, and I believe she can do it.
Isn't that awesome?
A big Trump supporter, too.
Yeah, that's what a 21-year-old should be doing with their time, actually going out and really trying to make a difference.
Exactly.
And don't get me wrong, I have no problem with peaceful protests. I really don't. Although I really don't understand what these protests are about, because you're not going to change the result. You know, protests are great when you can actually potentially lead to change, lead to a result. Sorry, this election is not going to be changed. The results are not going to be changed. So give it up. You lost. Move on. Just like every election has ever worked in the history of this country, learn to live with the president that you got. Try to make things better instead of walking through the streets and smashing property up. So,
right.
You know, again, I just don't get it. But that's what a 21-year-old should be doing with their time, right? Trying to do something productive and run for office. Yeah, I don't think any
exemplary
of these kids in the streets think that way.
No.
But, all right, let's get back to the reserve accounts and the time that we got, right?
Okay, so lots of people are not in favor of a reserve account, you know, because it costs them money. So they'd rather gamble and take the risk of not having one, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times you have people that live in a 55 and over community and, you know, they're elderly and their attitude is, quite frankly, why should I put away money for 20 years from now when I might not be here in 20 years, right? But it's a pretty dangerous game to play, you know. Owners, yeah, you have the right to waive the funding of a reserve account. You know, if you have a majority of a quorum of owners vote for the no funding or partial funding of a reserve account. But if that vote isn't obtained, that budget with fully funded reserves goes into effect. You got to be aware of that. You know, when the board sends out that budget, you're going to do it, you know, sooner than later. You have to show that budget with fully funded reserves. And if you want to give the owners the choice to vote down the funding of a reserve account or have partial reserves or no reserves, you can show it. You can show what the budget would look like with full reserves, then partial reserves, or no reserves. But you have to show it with fully funded reserves. You have to do that.
Isn't there a big, huge disclaimer at the bottom in big, bold letters?
Very good, Karen. That's exactly right. When condo associations vote on, so let's talk about this. So about, I guess it's 12 years ago now, right, when associations and condos were getting deluged with hurricane after hurricane. So the DBPR was getting calls that kind of went like this. Hi, I was just served with foreclosure papers on my home. Well, what do you mean you were served with foreclosure papers? What happened? Well, we had hurricane damage, right, like from Wilma, and we had a tremendously large roof deductible, and we had to pass a special assessment in order to start paying for the roof. And I can't afford my special assessment, so they sued me. Well, didn't you have a reserve account to fall back on? No, I voted down the funding of a reserve account, but I never thought this could happen to me, right? So in response to that, the legislature stepped up and said, okay, if you're going to vote to waive reserves and you're going to use a proxy form, that proxy form itself now has to have warning language on it that says the waiving of reserves in whole or in part may lead to unanticipated special assessments. And if you don't have that language on the form, then you did not waive your reserves correctly. So now when you have phone calls like that that the state gets and it's like, hey, they're foreclosing on me because we didn't have reserves and I voted it down, the state's going to say, well, you signed that form, didn't you, right? You knew what you were getting into. So there you go. It's a dangerous game to be playing. And I got to tell you, it could affect your ability also to get FHA funding in your community. There's now FHA rules that specifically say that at least 10% of your budget should be going towards funding a reserve account. If not, when you try to sell your unit, the buyers will not be able to get FHA funding in your community. It potentially takes out a lot of potential buyers for your unit. And I got to tell you, it also makes your unit much easier to sell. If when someone comes in, they ask about the financials in your community, and you can say, yes, we have X number of dollars in our reserve account, X millions of dollars potentially some communities have, it makes the buyer feel good that should they buy into your community, sure, and something happens, they know they're not going to get hit with a special assessment, and at least it makes your unit potentially easier to sell. You know, and those of you who are on a fixed income, yeah, I understand it's tough, but would you rather pay potentially an extra $25, $30 a month, or would you rather pay potentially $2,500 or $3,000 special assessment? That's a big hit to take in
that's
one month.
Huge.
Yeah, so there's a lot of pluses, needless to say, for putting away for a rainy day. But we got to take our final break of the hour. Quickly taking your calls at 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel.
Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website, pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer, and just a couple of minutes here left for the show.
Real quick, how about we go to Ron in Deerfield Beach? How are you, Ron? Got to talk quick.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Okay, how can I help?
Question, money that's left over at the end of the year.
Yep.
Can that money be designated for the budget for the following year?
Yes, that's how it should be. Yeah, in other words, and this is an interesting topic. We're actually going to spend time talking about it next week. But basically, it depends how much money we're talking about. In other words, if it's just, you know, the not a tremendous amount of money, that you can roll it into next year, but technically that should offset what the unit owners pay going forward. In other words, let's say your budget is $1 million for next year, right? And you're rolling $100,000 over to next year. You had a surplus at the end of the year of $100,000. So the owners should be assessed $900,000 next year, period. You know what I'm saying? They should get a benefit of either that $100,000 going forward. It either goes back to them, where you're actually writing a check, or you're going to use it to offset the amount of money that you need to collect next year. But the association doesn't get to keep it and keep the budget the same. It's okay to have, you know, maybe 3-4 months of extra monies on hand, but if it's going to be anything more than that, then the unit owners need to be credited and their amounts of assessments reduced. Hope that answers your question, Ron. Okay?
Pretty much. Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, not an easy question to answer in the 30 seconds we have, but we are running out of time. Next week, as a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about why condo owners pay $4 more per year than HOA unit owners do. As you know, they pay the division. HOA owners, you do not. Maybe that's going to get changed. We don't know. We'll talk about Christmas gifts. We've been trying to get to that for a while, and whether or not by using the funds in your account, in your condo account, you're violating the law, and you can be called a Christmas Scrooge. And, of course, we'll talk about what Ron just raised, year-end surpluses and what to do with it. Everybody have a great week. Hope everybody's recovering from the election. Relax, deep breath. You'll all get through it, whether or not you like Trump or you don't. We'll be fine, Karen, won't we?
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to spend a little time with my daughter and see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great week, everybody. See you next Sunday, 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs.